It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Minnesota teen is dead after drowning on Kirby Lake this weekend. Heated arguments heard in the state Supreme Court case over abortion laws, a request to invest $3 billion in public schools, and the Rice Lake Elks and Dean's List honor veterans in concert on Thursday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Minnesota teen is dead after an apparent drowning on Kirby Lake located northwest of Cumberland. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said rescuers were called out just after 12:30 p.m. Saturday for people in the water yelling for help after their kayaks overturned. A 17-year-old male had not resurfaced. Multiple agencies responded, and using sonar, the victim was located and retrieved by the Chetek Fire Department dive team. Life-saving measures were attempted, and he was airlifted to a hospital in Minnesota. Authorities in Hennepin County said the victim passed away Sunday. His name was not released. The incident was under investigation by the Sheriff's Department and Wisconsin DNR. Will a 1849 ban on infanticide remain as a ban on abortion in Wisconsin? Raymond Newbert has a story.
That was the matter up for oral arguments at the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Monday. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky says the old law and a newer law allowing for abortions can't exist in the same space.
These two statutes are irreconcilable, and that under your interpretation, we are leaving the decision up to hospital ethicists and hospital attorneys instead of medical providers. And that concerns me greatly.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn disagreed and said this is a matter for the legislature, not the Supreme Court.
The judiciary doesn't get to edit laws. The judiciary doesn't get to rewrite them. We didn't delete it. We prevented its enforcement.
It's expected the liberal majority on the court will rule against the older law, but that could take some time before an opinion is handed down. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The state superintendent of public instruction is proposing an additional $3 billion in new investments for public schools. Sean Maloney takes a look.
Jill Underley's proposal includes increasing special education reimbursement to 90%, provide per pupil adjustments to revenue limits, limit property tax increases, index revenue limits to inflation for the first time in 15 years, and fund several grant programs. Underley says the investments would reduce the number of referendums for operating costs in local communities by having the state step up to its responsibilities. The Department of Public Instruction's overall budget request, expected to be released in full later this month, will propose more than $4 billion towards K-12 public education. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding you to slow down for roadside workers. Wisconsin's move-over law requires drivers to provide a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. The Department of Transportation says you can also avoid secondary crashes by being an attentive driver. In 2023, Wisconsin saw 760 secondary crashes, resulting in three deaths and more than 380 injuries. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. For more than 100 years, the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks has been helping and serving veterans. That tradition continues Thursday. Adam Hutton explains.
In 1917, the National Elks Organization established a war relief commission to help veterans get the medical attention they needed. This Thursday, the Rice Lake Elks Lodge will continue the tradition of honoring the men and women who have served by serving them a delicious meal. Kristen Brown with the Elks explains.
So long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Thursday, November 14th at 6 p.m., the Elks Lodge in Rice Lake is partnering with the Dean's List to host a ceremony to honor every branch of our military. Come enjoy the ceremony, great food, great music, and the camaraderie of other veterans. Reservations are requested. To call in your reservations or to find out how you can join with the Elks to support veterans all year round, call 715-234-2951.
I'm Adam Hutton.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.